Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
All right, Wilbon, we're going to start straight out with the NFL today. Jeff Pasch, who is the general counsel of the NFL, says the league intends to start on time, play a full schedule, play it in front of fans. That is their intention. Does this sound realistic to you?
Well, Tony, you know, during all of our conversations the last couple of weeks, I like to defer to people who know a hell of a lot more than I do about the coronavirus and sort of in medicine and science and where things are going. And I was intrigued by Myron Roll, the Rhodes Scholar, when he was at Florida State, turned NFL player for 3 years, and now neurosurgery at Mass General. And I listened to him, and this is a guy who played professional football for 3 years in the NFL. And he called Pasch's view of this ambitious. And I'm completely and wholly influenced by that if Myron Roll, who you and I know, we had interactions with him when he was a young man on the way up, and he said, before the NFL, and he says ambitious. And he was very specific and very optimistic himself, and says he's hopeful that Pasch is right. But the word ambitious, Tony, it just sort of, you know, I mean, I know it's sobering, but I think we need to listen to people who are on the front lines fighting the coronavirus like Myron Roll every day. I'm predisposed to listen to him when he uses that word and says, hold on a second.
Well, he's saying hold on a second, but he's not ruling it out. If you're asking me what I think, if this is realistic today, right now, it does not sound realistic to me. I watch the news for as long as I can stand it. It's always bleak and it's depressing. The projections of death toll in the United States rises every single day. And I don't want to sound anti-science at all, so I'm trying to be real careful in what I say. In January, nobody in America saw this coming. It is April now. The football season starts in September. Maybe it's possible. As I sit here now, Mike, I don't think it is, but maybe it is. And I'll say one other thing. The NFL right now is saving and propping up sports in America because it's in the unique position that it has not canceled any games yet. All the other major sports leagues have canceled games. They don't have to, because it's April. They don't have to cancel for September. It's too far away. I think they're doing this. They gave us free agency. They're giving us a draft. I think ambitious is probably a very good word here, and aspirational. They want this to happen, so they say they hope it's going to happen. Yeah. Again, where I sit today and where you sit today, it doesn't feel that way.
Well, and Tony, where we both sit today and where everybody sits right now, we don't know what the state of the world is going to be come, you know, August, when the bulk of training camp is going on and preseason games in September. We don't know. And so I don't, like, I'm not angry at Pasch for saying this is what we aspire to have.
No.
But I'm certainly going to listen to the experts.
The country will love it. If it's true, the country will be thrilled.
The country will love it. Tony, I'm looking down at some notes because I know we're going to go right now to Aaron Rodgers. Let's zero in on him. And he said on the Pat McAfee show that as opposed to Tom Brady and so many other Hall of Fame quarterbacks who played elsewhere late in life, he, Aaron Rodgers, wants to finish his career as a Packer. Rodgers has a contract that goes 4 more years and says he can see himself playing into his 40s. But, Tony, given what has happened with Brady and Phillip Rivers and Brett Favre and Peyton Manning before these guys, what do you see for Aaron Rodgers?
So that's the key name that you mentioned is Brett Favre. I was doing Monday Night Football when Aaron Rodgers joined the Packers. If there was any quarterback out there that I thought would finish his career with the team that he was with, it was going to be Brett Favre. But Aaron Rodgers came along, and that was the end of Brett Favre in Green Bay, and he went elsewhere. The Packers are reportedly looking at quarterbacks all the time. This could happen to Aaron Rodgers. Here's the but that I have right now. Who's better than Aaron Rodgers right now? Maybe a game or two. Patrick Mahomes is better.
Patrick Mahomes is the only person, you know, I'd say better.
Well, maybe Lamar Jackson. But most of the time, Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback in football. So if he maintains that in the way that Drew Brees has, older than Aaron Rodgers, and he gets to 40 and he thinks that's it, then yes, I can see it. I can see it happening.
Yeah, if he can maintain that is an incredible phrase for going from even from 36 to 40 and Aaron Rodgers 36. No one maintains it. I mean, we're talking about not even Tom Brady maintaining it.
Well,
at 41, 42.
Brees is 40.
Brees
is 40, Mike. He's maintained it.
I don't know that Brees has maintained what he had at 36. How old was he when he won a Super Bowl? I don't know that he's that good. But the bigger point, Tony, and I'll grant you like even 90% of what you just said. I'm going to give you 90%. 90. But, Tony, okay. Look, my favorite quarterback in the NFL actively, it's hard for a Bear fan, is Aaron Rodgers. You know that. I hope this all happens, Tone. But the people we just named are first ballot Hall of Famers. It has ended spectacularly in that Disney storybook way for one guy, John Elway, recently, in the last, I don't know how many years. He's it. He's the list. I know there are people in each sport. I know for every Kobe Bryant, though, there's also a Michael Jordan. For every, guy like Aaron Rodgers who wants to do this, I just named four who didn't. So I don't know if it's even that important. I hope it works for him. I hope that storybook ending is in his future, but I don't know.
Well, he's declared that this is what he wants. I would make it a little bit different than Tom Brady. My sense of Tom Brady was he arrived at a place fairly recently where he thought it's not going to work anymore in New England. And he was okay with leaving, and he seemed to court other teams to get them to court him. Rodgers is saying definitively, this is where I want to be. So like you, I wish it to him. Let us move on. There's a lawsuit. We go to baseball now. There's a lawsuit against the Astros by a major league pitcher who says because of the cheating, he lost his ability to stay in the major leagues, and he's suing the Astros. Jim Crane, the owner of the Astros, in a court filing, said that Rob Manfred and Major League Baseball have exonerated him from any knowledge of knowing what was going on and, therefore, I guess, any guilt. I would ask you, Wilbon, is this how you see it?
There's court filings in the court of public opinion. And I'm with that group of public opinion. No, it's not it's not any kind of endorsement. It doesn't clear him. It still indicts him only because, if only because, he's in charge. He's the guy. That's his team. He can't separate himself out. I mean, maybe legally he can, Tony. Legal mumbo jumbo, as some people like to say. But no, this seems more an indictment than anything else to me. How about you?
He can hold up a piece of paper that, in fact, does exonerate him. And that's fine. Do you remember when Mark McGwire testified in front of Congress and he said, I don't wish to look in the past? And everybody came away from that thinking, he must have used steroids. Jim Crane built this organization. Many, many years ago when Harry Truman was president, he had a sign that said the buck stops here. The buck stops with Jim Crane. It is unseemly for him to get out in front of this and say, and hold up a piece of paper and say, I'm innocent. You created that team. You hired those people. You should be standing up and taking full responsibility for everything that happened, even if technically you had nothing to do with it. There's lots of times in America where people get declared not guilty in court, but as you say, in the court of public opinion, it goes the other way. If this guy said this, the cheating had no effect on the games, are you kidding me? Of course it did.
It's just, Tony, it's so bodacious that he has the nerve to try to separate those two things. But again, Tony, lawyers always get involved. I'm sure he's being advised, right?
Sure.
All right, Tony. Even non-football stories have to include football these days. The Phil Mickelson idea about him and Tiger playing now or relatively soon could include Brady and Peyton Manning. This is all coming from golf writer Bob, is it Lucinich? And it could be an event happening in May. Phil and TB12 versus Tiger and Peyton. Tony, would adding those two guys make it more attractive to you? Would you be like more excited to watch if you had Peyton and TB12?
Look, I'm going to watch it anyway if it's just Phil and Tiger. I watched the last one, so you know I'm going to watch this. But if they add Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, that makes this exponentially better. And let me tell you why it does. Two words, Peyton Manning. Okay, Peyton Manning is the secret sauce that makes all TV better, and that's why people are lining up to pay him money to go on TV. Peyton Manning is great on television. I'm in. I'm totally in if this happens, and I think you would be too.
Well, I would be in anyway. Let me just say that you need to pair, you need to sort of split the personalities up. I mean, you need to have Brady with Mickelson and Tiger with Peyton, right? Doesn't that sort of, balances out, if you will, the personality quotient? Tony, I think that Brady could be a real interesting wild card in this. Look, there have been players, great players, that we didn't know were going to be just wonderful personalities when they retired. I mean, they were fine, but we didn't know they'd be like, they'd go up to a 10, like, say, Troy Aikman, who is just great. Maybe Brady will surprise you. He's not going to say on to Cincinnati in the middle of trying to make a 14-foot putt to even a hole. He's going to, I think we're going to see the personality of Tom Brady that we're going to see in retirement for the next 30 years and not the guy we see standing up before a lectern on Mondays in New England when he doesn't want to be there.
And maybe that will happen, but you have that right now with Peyton Manning.
Yes.
He is the athletic equal of all of these people. He can walk around the course. He can get Tiger to talk more. He can get Brady to talk more. Nobody needs to get Phil to talk more because he talks. Peyton Manning could be out on the course and he could look at Tom Brady and say exactly this. Tom, Tampa Bay, really? I mean, that would be great. I'm very optimistic about this now.
Who do you think the better? Who would add more to the actual golf event? Tom?
I think they're both eights. I think they're both pretty good.
And
I think they're both eights.
I knew you
they're both
good. It's so sad that you know that.
It's your home speaking, and I need you to do me a couple of favors. First, could you get that blueberry that rolled under the fridge last week? It's throwing my feng shui off. Second thing, bundle your home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and we could save money. Lastly, I know you were thinking of painting the nursery back to off-white, but I'm actually feeling this baby blue. Didn't think it was my color, but I am pulling it off.
GEICO. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
It could be a routine drive to pick up the kids after school or an epic road trip across the country. No matter where your travels take you, we know those miles count. We're Marathon. We have over 5,700 stations across our great nation. Our people are working hard every day to provide you with quality top-tier gasoline to improve engine performance and fuel your life. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Go to the Happy's Kids, put on the glasses to read them. Happy 65th birthday, Don Hasselbeck. Don Hasselbeck is the father of Boston College and NFL quarterbacks, now turned television analysts, Matt and Tim Hasselbeck. Don Hasselbeck was a fine arts major at Colorado who played tight end in the NFL for four different teams from 1977 to 1985. Hasselbeck was on the Raiders team that beat the Washington Redskins in Super Bowl 18, and he blocked an extra point in that game. Well, but I was at that game. The Raiders crushed the Redskins. The Hasselbeck family and the Bosa family fall just a little bit short of football royalty, mainly because that perch is a wholly owned subsidiary of the Manning family.
No, Tony, I'm sorry. If you got two sons in any league, you are royalty in that sport. So I am elevating the Hasselbeck family to royalty as far as I'm concerned. By the way, you know that we love Joe Theismann for many, many years, but if you say the words rocket screen from that game
rocket
with
screen.
Don Hasselbeck, you're in trouble. Joe's usually perfectly wonderful personality is going to take a little bit of a turn. That game, you can't mention that game in D.C. You're in D.C. right now. You better hide out in the attic if you mention that game.
I'm in the attic, and I can't mention Jack Squirek either, obviously.
No.
Happy anniversary, Sid Finch. On this day 35 years ago, Sports Illustrated came out with a cover story about Sid Finch, a phenom pitching prospect and a Zen master. The story was written by noted author George Plimpton, who was most famous for writing Paper Lion about his own tryout at quarterback for the Detroit Lions. Plimpton wrote that Finch, then an unknown Mets prospect, had a fastball that had been clocked at 168 miles an hour. Story was great, set off a buzz about Finch and how and where the Mets found him. What was not said in the story and what people came to realize was that it was entirely made up for the April Fool's issue, and it was a perfect prank.
Tony, is that why, is that part of the reason why at PTI we've had these prankster-like April 1 openings to our show for years and years and years? That I remember how people were upset with that. That's how I remember it, even these 35 years later, that people were, you know, very angry about Sports Illustrated doing that, and there was some backlash.
Oh, there definitely was, but it is one of the most memorable things they have ever done. Happy Trails Wimbledon, the world's most prestigious tournament, has been officially canceled. But if you want tennis, we'll give you tennis. Here is Roger Federer hitting trick shots off a wall in the snow. Watch him go between his legs and behind his back. And then here are the Djokovic brothers, Novak and Marco, setting up a court between the living room and the dining room using chairs and cushions. Instead of rackets, Wilbon, they're hitting with frying pans. And if you don't think professional athletes are amazing, watch as they keep the ball alive for 20 shots while casually mixing in the Federer trick shots. Seriously, I much prefer watching this to the Hallmark Channel, which is on in my house 24 hours a day.
What do you got? You got one TV? Did Carol lock you in the attic so you have to watch the Hallmark Channel? I mean, well, seriously.
Yeah.
Come on, now even I have discovered Netflix and Hulu and Amazon. Me, I never found that stuff before the last, I don't know, 2 weeks. So there you have it. Get out of your attic and stop watching guys with frying pans. I feel bad about Wimbledon. I really do.